Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Since winning the election, Trump has surrounded himself with several men accused of varying degrees of sexual misconduct. Huh. Defense Secretary-designee Pete Hegseth investigated for sexual assault in 2017. His lawyer says no charges were filed. Matt Gaetz, Trump's choice for attorney general, investigated by the Justice Department for allegedly having sex with a minor, though he was not prosecuted. The Senate will render final judgment on his nomination.
How would you assess his chances right now?
I have no idea. I wouldn't bet my house on it one way or the other. And if I were betting your house, which would be a lot easier, I have to say I don't know.
Hegseth and Gaetz have denied the accusations. Trump was asked whether he's having second thoughts about Gaetz.
No. Are you at all troubled by those allegations?
We're going to have conversations.
What else do you need to know?
We're going to have conversations.
I want to protect the women of our country.
Trump himself was found civilly liable for sexually abusing a woman in the 90s, which he has denied, and has also denied sexual misconduct allegations from at least 15 other women.
We're starting at a pretty low bar here in terms of who's nominating people.
He is a phenomenal person.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, acknowledged apologizing to a former nanny who accused him of unwanted sexual advances also in the 90s.
Do you think you may have to do that ever again?
It's quite possible. I'm 70 years old. I had a very rambunctious life.
Trump's picks reflect an incoming administration hostile to the norms of the Me Too movement. Behavior now assumed to be disqualifying may again slide by.
Nobody should be disqualified because of a media report.
The Trump campaign visibly embraced machismo.
Run wild, brother!
Putting Trump on TV shows and podcasts watched by primarily male audiences. Those efforts paid off. His advantage among men increased in 2024 compared to the two previous elections.
Good God. And now, did you hear the news? Did you hear everybody? You know, the other day I was kidding around. I was joking. I was offering an explanation that I actually could live with. And I said, okay, this isn't a cabinet. This is the authoritarian apprentice. And then there was no egg timer around when I needed one. He announced that Linda McMahon is going to be the Secretary of Education. Now, you don't know, or maybe you do, about her husband, but do you know about her? So let's just confine ourselves to her. Linda McMahon has been named in a lawsuit along with her husband for sexual abuse by, at the time, 5 sexual assault survivors who were 12 and 13 years old at the time. Her and her husband are both named in a lawsuit filed against the WWE, which they owned, and their parent company, TKO Group Holdings, because they said that one of the guys that organized the ring announcer, Mel Phillips, he died in 2012. He was grooming young boys after hiring them to assist the ring crews with errands, luring them in under the guise that they would meet professional wrestlers. Quote, thanks to the bravery of our clients, we finally have a chance to hold accountable those who allowed and enabled the open, rampant sexual abuse of these young boys. Gary Gutzler, a partner at DiCello Levitt, who was leading the litigation, said in a statement, quote, that so many were aware of the sexual abuse of the ring boys and did nothing to prevent or stop it is simply unconscionable. You know, they say that life imitates art. Well, sometimes life actually imitates schlock. Like WWE. No offense if you were involved or like it, Governor. No offense. But honestly, man, does everybody that he nominates have do they all have to like prove that somewhere along the line they assaulted sexually a person or many people or multiple women or now little boy? I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say anymore. Honestly, this is not a cabinet. This is the Celebrity Apprentice on steroids. And, you know, the Celebrity Apprentice was fun to watch in this kind of rubberneck sort of a who is he going to fire? Little John or Gary Busey or maybe Meatloaf will lose his mind again because somebody stole his paints. Right? But this is real life now. This is happening. And just when you thought it couldn't get like weird enough, all of a sudden, we have the name Dr. Oz from the TV Dr. Oz. That Dr. Oz is going to be nominated to be in charge of the Center for Medicare Services, the CMS, which, by the way, touches almost everybody's life. HHS, I have to say, where he put RFK. Oh, my God. He put RFK in charge of that. That is an enormous amount of agencies that affect and touch almost every single person in this country's life, whether it's the Center for Disease Control, the National Institutes of Health, or Medicare and Medicaid services. Now we got Dr. Oz in charge of a program that administers health care. And well, that's, you know, listen, we're the end users, right? 150 million of us are the end users, whether you're a disabled person or whether you're a senior and you get Medicare, whether you're somebody that doesn't make a whole lot of money and you actually, you know, you have to prove you're nearly destitute or destitute in order to get Medicaid coverage, right? And they want to increase the eligibility standards. They want to make you have to apply over and over and over again in a single year period, right? I mean, they want to make it almost, and now they're putting Dr. Oz in charge of all of this, a program that affects 150 million Americans, 150 million, 70 million who are disabled. And Dr. Oz is going to be in a position to set the reimbursement rates from these programs for your doctor, for your hospital, and for everybody from your dermatologist to your heart surgeon, okay? The reimbursement rate, do you think that he won't be, I don't know, promised things by K Street lobbyists who might be lobbying for medical devices to be covered under Medicare or for the reimbursement rate for Medicaid to be high? Now, I will tell you this. I remember when Dr. Oz was selling weight loss opportunities, and they would be like, coffee kombucha. They would be like weird names, things that you can't even remember anymore, to the point where the Senate got involved. I don't know, do you remember that he had to go and testify to the United States Senate about these products that don't work and that, you know, when he endorses them, people take him seriously as a physician because he presents himself as a physician. And he was still doing heart surgeries until like 2018. And so it carried an inordinate amount of weight if he recommended something. And during COVID, he did recommend things too. He recommended hydroxychloroquine. Yes, he did. And chloroquine without the hydroxy part. I don't know. Anyway, he was called to the Senate to testify. And do you know what his explanation was for selling vitamins and weight loss products that didn't actually work? He said, on my show, we sell hope. We sell hope. Now, he has also been a proponent of Medicare for all, but for the low, low basement bargain price of 20% FICA taxes. 20%. And he characterized that as a low, low tax.